כיסיצה למלחמו על אויביך, ונשונו ה' אלוקיך בידיך, ושוויסו שיבי. So for sure, the Pshutishan Pasuk is talking about a war. In a second, we'll go to the Pshutishan Mikro. V'ro'ishlo b'shiv yo'ishe sifastoya v'choshakta bo v'lokachta l'cho l'isho v'eviso v'ech beischo v'gilcho esroisho. She has the renewal, she had to change her dress. V'bochto she has to sit there and cry for a month, her parents, and then you marry her. So before we go into Pshutei Shel Mikra, and I want a little bit to learn Pshutei Shel Mikra, the Zohar HaKadosh, the Rachaim HaKadosh points him out, learns that Kiseitza La Milchoma Al Oivecha is going on Milchemes HaYeitza. זה יש לי את נזוהר הקודש. דורחיים מזמר ריחנת. ירידס הנשום אל האוילום, מלחמס היצר. The real מלחמה, like everyone knows, בחבס הלבובס, brings down החוכם, that raw these people that are coming back from the war, אמר לו הם חזרתם מהמלחמה הקטנו, אתם הולכים למלחמה הגדולו, אמרו לו, מהו המלחמה הגדולו? אמר לו, מלחמס היצר וחיולו. But this דור החיים הקודש brings down את הזויה. And the זויה הקודש says, ובוכתו אסוביו ואסאימו ירח יומים, דו ירחה דאל. זויה הקודש. דו ירחה דאל. And the שאל is, what is the פשעה, דו ירחה דאל? I want a little bit to explain the Zohar HaKadosh with a little bit having pshat in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Kiseitze l'milchoma aloivecho, v'nesonu Hashem elekecho b'yodecho, v'ro'iso b'ashiv y'ra'ish y'sifastoya v'choshakto, you bring it to your house, she cuts her nails, she shaves her head, she changes her clothes, and she cries for a month. And the Meforshim, Rashi, Ramban, Rashbo, Rambam, Ha'oimed on it, if we learn the Pasuk of Pshuta. Not Vosti Tziporneo means this Averis, Tzar means that Averis. Kipshuta, it's going on, you go to a war, you see a woman, you want to take her. Okay. So what is the point? You put her at the house and she cries for a month. So Rashi learns Pshat, it's four Pshat, I just want the Pshat. Rashi learns Pshat, שתהיה בס ישראל שמחו והיא הצעיבו. We want that she will sit there and cry, she can't have nice clothes, she can't have hair, and the בס ישראל is happy. Because the Torah hopes that for a month you'll see someone with bad energy, you will not want to marry her. The בס ישראל are into it, they're happy, and she's crying for a month, you will lose the חשק. Because even that Hashem lets you to do your fastoyar, He prefers that you will drop it. So Rashi learns that this is really an order, a recipe, just to make her that you will not want to do it. Devin Ezra learns that it's mitzad kibud aveim. Lemaisa, she lost her parents in the war. And you want that she will marry Bas Yisrael. You want to marry her, you have to give her a month to feel bad for what happened to her parents. The Rambam in the Meir in the Buchim brings down that it's a psychological thing. He says when people are sad, they have to cry it out. Today all the psychologists, let's give them a bit of time to take it out. She's changing, she lost her parents, she lost her nation, she's coming to a new place. Give her for a month to sit with herself, to cry, leave her alone. But the Ramban, in our parsha, the Ramban says, I want to be the Lashon Ramban. Al Daiti. Ein apnai lachmoy loleo. Not because Rachmanes. Rak sheyeoker shem avedezore mipio vilevovo. לחבויס גחלס נידנוד הפירוד באהבה סביר ואימא ואימיות. Even that HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets the Fastoyarti להידבק באישו הישראליס, באישו הישראליס, אינו ראויו שתסקשר אימוי להסחבר אימוי באישוס כל זמן שלו נעקר שם עבד הזורם מפיו. You need to clean her out from the shame of the zorah. You're allowed to be mekabel ager, but if you want to marry, to stick, to become like one, and she is full of the zorah, she needs to cry for a month to clean it out. These are the four pshatim. Other, maybe you will not like her. It's for make her music. Other, forgive her to respect the parents that she lost. Don't start to make a party. She lost the parents, she lost the family. Give her respect. Or to let her to cry it out, to take it out of her system. Or because she has a Shem Avid Ezore and an Isha Israeli cannot be Nidbok. It's mistaber that the Zohar was going al derech haramban bepshat. I'm saying the first pshatim, but in Chumash I want you to know the four pshatim. But the Ramban is by stories going al derech the Zohar HaKodesh. We know the Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaMalchus. Chutz from the Kodesh Baruch Hu is done everyone. It's the day that he's Yosef Al Kiseh Kvoidoi, and this is the day he remarries Klal Yisrael. Hayom Har HaSoilom. Hayom Yamid BaMishpat. Hayom Har HaSoilom. Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world, Klal Yisrael becoming one again with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Meloich Al Kol HaOlam Kuloi Bichbidecho. וינושא על כל אורץ באדר כבידךו וידע כל פעול כי אתו פעלתוי ויובין כל יצור כי אתו יצרתוי. We know the shofar, we read the 10 reasons that is brought down in the מחזורים, is כדרך that you ממליך a king with a shofar, you ממליך the ריבונו של עולם. The deed is done, like you know, we know in Paroi on the day of his birthday he went over all the books Saramashkim killed. This was the way the kings. On the day of the party, they made a cheshbon with everyone. This is the pshutei shel dvorim of Rosh Hashanah. And because of that, it's the day that we stick to the Ribbono shel Olam. We need for a month to clean ourselves. It can't go short. There's no short ways. So this is what the Ramban says, that she had to cry, Lehasir nidnu la velezore mimena, zot de dezoyer HaKodesh. Do yarchet el. I want a little bit to go back. We'll learn the parasha first, a little bit al derech HaZoyer, al derech HaZal, that is going in Melchemes HaYetzer. Remot HaGifter says a beautiful law. There's a lot of different ways to say it, and we mentioned it a lot of times, but some things you have to say again and again. Kiseitze la milchomo aloivecho, one individual person. Aloivecho, a lot of oivim, right? Unesonoi Hashem elokecha beyodecho. How did it be? Unesonom. Kiseitze la milchomo aloivecho, my enemies. Unesano, and I will win him, and I will win them. Kiseitz la milchomo aloivecho unesonom Hashem elokecha beyodecho. What is the pshat? Kiseitz la milchomo aloivecho unesonoi. Zogrim meot chigifta. One of the nicest vortim in the world. Everybody say, listen carefully. When you go out to the war, is a lot of oivim. But when you win, it's only one. The Yetzer Hore has a lot of customs. He comes like a chasm of a good friend. He comes like a headache. He comes like, I can't understand the sugya. He comes like, I don't have a chavrusa. He comes like, I have to go to down in the Kaisel a little shishi, yeah? That's what will happen in the way. That's the most worst place to go to. You know, it's a soil. I have to prepare food for Shabbos. He has all different costumes, how he could dress. But he has one purpose. He wants you not to learn. He wants you to become nobody. Kiseitzer la milchoma al oivecho is milchemes hayetzer. It's milchemes hayetzer. But when you win him, it's only one person. When you catch the headache and you don't go to the wedding and you don't do this and you don't do that, you realize it was one person. It's not I had a headache and I had a stomach ache and I had a chavrusa issue and I had a seat issue and I had a dira issue. No. It was one person. When you win, you realize it's one thing. I said it a couple times, I'm saying it again because this is the message. When the Chofetz Chaim, the daughter of the Chofetz Chaim, says over this Maise, she says when she was a little kid, her father didn't have what to eat. Chofetz Chaim was very poor. His wife would bring in for breakfast a cup of tea and bread, dry bread from the baker from yesterday. The way it went in the old days, you bought bread. The baker had bread. Now, it's not like today, the loaves of bread are very successful. Some pieces of bread were not successful. So it was broken pieces. It was cheaper. It's not a whole load of bread. Then the yesterday was even more cheaper. Today they grind it and they redo it again. But in the old days, he didn't have what to do with it. So if you bought from the baker the broken pieces from yesterday, it was gold cheap. So this is what Chofetz Chaim afforded. And she would buy it with a cup of tea. He would dip it into the tea. It was soft and he would eat it. She remembers, I read a letter that she writes. She was 5 years old sitting in her father's room. And her mother came in to breakfast. And then that day there was not enough money in the house. She could not afford even to buy the bread. She just served her husband, Moreinu Chofetz Chaim, a cup of tea. She served the cup of tea and her eyes were tearing. She's serving the Chofetz Chaim a cup of tea for breakfast. Shazal Tzur was coming for lunch, yeah? Maybe peels a potato. And she's a little kid, she sees it, she's sitting in the room. You could feel the tense in the air. And it gets quiet. And her mother is tearing. She's giving the Chofetz Chaim, her husband, her favorite husband, the Chofetz Chaim, a cup of tea. And the Chofetz Chaim gives a bang on the table. Ich weiß, was du willst. I know what you want. Du willst, Yisrael Meir will nicht lernen Teire. You want, the Chofetz Chaim will not learn. Yisrael Meir will jo lernen Teire. Gets quiet and there's another bang. Ich weiß, was du willst. I know what you want. Du willst, you want, Yisrael Meir will nicht wachsen zu sein Adam God. You want that the Chofetz Chaim, Yisrael Meir, will not grow to become Adam Godel. Yisrael Meir will grow to become Adam Godel. The Chofetz Chaim, when there was no food, he saw Oivecho. When he had something difficult, it's Oivecho. He comes with all different clothes. Cheap tickets to go here, cheap tickets to go there. All different clothes he has. I was thinking of gift that when you win, it's the same one. You know, a guy calls it an old, like an old man. You win him, it's a young guy. Then he comes like a big soldier. No, it's again that young little guy dressed up. Then he comes like a manster. Again, a little kid. Every time he comes dressed up in whole different clothes. But when you win, so when a person goes out to the war, he says to la milchama aloivecho. When a son of Hashem alaykecha, Chofetz Chaim would say, "What does kiseitzer la milchama aloivecha unesanoi?" When you win the yetzer hara, as in one condition, kiseitzer la milchama aloivecha. If you decide to go out, if you wake up in the morning and you decide, "I'm going to fight him," you will manage. But if you wait for him to come to you, you're not making a plan how you will shtag Friday Shabbos. And work it out. He will win you. You didn't make a plan how you will finish the Masechta. He will win you. You want to win? You have to get up. Then is a promise on the son of Hashem alekecha biyadecha. But if it's not kiseitze l'milchama, if you don't go out, if you don't try to run the war, you wait that the war will come to you, then there's no chance. Chafetz Chaim says another beautiful vote that it's relevant every time, but it's even more relevant in our generation. If you go back to Parsha Shoftim, something very interesting. Parsha Shoftim, going back to Perek Chof, Kiseitze l'milchoma alivecho veroiso sus verechev am rov nimcho leisiro mehem Hashem elekecho imcho voyo kikol vachem elohir amilchoma veniga shakoyen alochesev milchoma kisik rab elir leilochem alokoroso lelesholem unesono Hashem elekecho kisosur elir yomim rabim leilochem alok leisashris es eitzo. Three parshas about war. Sus v'rechev, leisiro mehem, unesono Hashem elekecho biyodecho, and bal tashchis. There is a little parsha that finishes parsha shoftim. Ki motze cholol ba'adom asher Hashem elekecho nesen, nechon? Egla avufo, you found a dead person, you don't know from where he came. Again, parshas kiseitze, kiseitze la milchama, fight the Chofetz Chaim. Four parshas of war. Why smack in the middle is a little parsha? If you find a dead person, start to measure. What are the shaykhs? A person didn't die in the war. So you didn't give him food, you didn't milave him, right? That is the parsha. Three parshas of war. Kiseitze la milchama perikhof, v'ro'is osus rechev leisir ameh. Then the Kohen Gadol makes the whole halachas. Kisik rab leir v'karosol el shalay. Kisotzu alir baltashchis. Egla arufa and back kiseitz. Zayin the Chofetz Chaim HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a parsha of egla arufa. You find a dead person. No one knows who killed him. Everyone starts to measure. Everyone brings korbanos. Hashem, we didn't kill him. No, you didn't kill him. It's not because of us. It's not our fault. Zayin the Chofetz Chaim. Rabbi said, listen, because you're in a special generation and you have to listen. This message. Hashem specially gave the parsha of Egla Arufa in the middle to teach a person, you know, it's times of peace. The world, everyone is sitting under their gardens, palm trees, swimming pools, and a guy dies, it's like a terrible scandal. A little kid died. But in the time of war, thousands of people are dying on the left. Millions of people are dying on the right. People's heads are chopped over. Cities are killed. Another dead person, big deal. The Torah says, no. In the middle of all of that parsha, the world is losing people all over. Thousands of people are dying. You find one dead person, that person is dead. Why he's dead? Whose fault is it? You have to be sensitive. And one person, when a person, especially in our generation, that is so much achzorius in the world, life of people doesn't count. With these organizations that are killing people without numbers. Without numbers. And the worst things are happening to people. Car accident, everything. But a generation, you know, if you hear a car accident and 50 people die, it takes news. If a person died, yeah, every day 5 people die, yeah. Just like this, no one died today, but sure someone died. It became cold. The Torah says, Chas v'sholem. A person, something happened to a person, he's dead, you have achrayas. You have achrayas. So Hashem put the parsha in Egla Arufa. What is your achrayas? You didn't walk him. Maybe if you would give him food before he left the city, he would feel better and he would have a koyach to fight. A person has to mechazik the ben odom lachaveiro. You don't realize it. But because we're in such a doir, there's so much rishis, so much bad, we don't care. Another person is suffering. and don't have that sensitivity. We have to work on that sensitivity. We have to mechazik ourselves for that sensitivity. This is our job. This is our avoid. The Meshechochmeh, going back to the regular parsha, Kiseitzel ha-milchoma al-oivecho unesona Hashem elekecho biyodecho. You see, this girl, you're allowed to take her. Freg the Meshechochmeh, Chazal say, Dibro Teire keneged Yitzirah. You can't hold yourself, the Teire is matir. We'll get to it in a second, a very shvera parsha. Especially the way the Shem Yishmuel asked the Kashe, we know from last week, who goes to the war? The Tzadikim. Right? We said the Kohen Gadol said, the one that has Averis, don't go. They see this girl, they have to take her. They can't hold themselves. In a second, we'll get to that. But why it says, "Fek the Meshechoch me'ag yoyis udor sameach"? He says, "La milchom alivecho unesono Hashem alekecho biyodecho veshavis hashiv." What if you didn't win the war? You lost the war. But lemaisa, you met this girl, you want to take her in the war, yeah? In the war, that's the saw. It was a big argument. Who won? Israel or the Palestinians? It was a big shiloh who won, right? A lot of wars. It's nishklo who wins. Why it has to be that if we win and we see this girl, so it's a heter. Iyem mashelo iyem. And if we don't win the war, so the Meshechach, if you don't win the war, you need to switch, you know, prisoners. So the Mele, if you do that to her, who knows what they will do to Bnei Yisrael? Only if you won the war and you don't need to use them, to switch them back, then Hashem lets to use them. But because, man, you don't win the war, he can't start up with his girl. Because maybe they will need him to switch her back and to give her back. Chofetz Chaim says, Tam, Pshat. Vash is v'shoviso shivya. So Rashi says, L'rabis k'nainim shebesoichu. But not only you get a prisoner from them, you shove their Chevy. The Yishbi Menor Chevy, Rashi says the same thing with the Knainim, that they got someone that is a Chevy by us. We didn't. Chabad Chaim says, the Pshat says, it's going on Milchemes HaYetzer. He says, when a person wins the Yetzirah, so he does Tshuva. The Mor says, if you do Tshuva Me'avo, Yaveres becomes Chuyas. So when you win the Yetzirah, even the things that he has from you, the Averis, become schuyas by you. Shevisoviso Shevio, he has a Shevi from you, because you did Averis. Now that you will win him, not only you will win the Yitzhore, what he has from you, the Averis will become schuyas. Chatzkel Avramsky had a chumashir in Beit Vegan, Dayan Avramsky, Balachas and Yecheskel, in the end of his life, in the later years, he moved to Yerushalayim, he lived in Beit Vegan. It was the Rav of the Knesset Sagro in Beit Vegan. And he had a shiur balabatim, and they were very, you know, balabatim that asked questions. And he knew every time Ashes Kiseitze, they will tease him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you so much nisyonos in life. When you go to the war, he lets you to marry this goita. There's a mandoma in the Gemara, even without Geirus. Shas milchome, you could do different mandamim. What he will answer them? You know, like one of these hard parshas. He taught me, yes, yes, the Shmai. Everyone came in and he started the shmuz. And he said, person has to know in life that every hard matzav that he has, every hard situation that comes up there, every one, every time, that is a hard matzav in his life, he has to know he could make it. He could win. It looks impossible. He can't. He can't do that. He can't. He can't. It's too hard for him. He has to know he could. Because there's one place in the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt that a person can't. And when he felt that he can't, he switched the Torah and he said, you're allowed. Hashem never gives a nisoyin that a person cannot be oimed. Because there's one place that a nisoyin that a person can be oimed, Hashem said you don't have to do it. That's is esbeirim why a person can't do it. As esbeirim. I don't want to go into him, I don't think it's proper to explain it by Rabbim. Esbeirim. Why? But he said, it's a lesson. I get up, I have such a headache. I can't make shas. I can't do it. I have to. If you can't, Hashem will send the Torah, you don't have to. If it says you have to, you could. Because there's one place that you can't. So he said you don't have to. If I stop. A person has to know never to say I can't. Never to say I can't. Because when you really can't, he never asked for it. You know, but I can't. I can't learn today. I can't. What do you mean you can't? You could, you don't want. But I can't. Well, you can't, he doesn't say that you have to. There's one place that he felt that you can. He writes a parsha. And I'll say, he said it, only a Chatzin could say it. I mean, when you read it, it like sounds unfair, kimat disgusting, to let the G'dayle Yisrael, it's G'dayle Yisrael, the war was G'dayle Yisrael, to let him just to marry a Goyte. It's like, what happened to the G'dayle? What happened to this Choshev people? The Torah says, when Hashem feels he can't, he writes a parsha that the biggest person in the world could just marry a girl. Yeah. Aber if chutz from that steht nicht, weißt du, is everything else you could. Now, dear, the Torah felt that Mesus Nefesh will not work out for the reason that it will be. It's not a place to explain why. So Hashem never gave the Nisoyin. Pasuk is Mamshich Kisir Leishtei Noshim. Chazarashi says, if you marry a Fastoya al Soifoi, that he hates her. And then Kiir Leish Ben Seirer Umeir, Einenu Shemea Bekolovi Vubekolimoi, Veisru Oisei Velo Yishma Aleim, Vetopsu Boyovi Veimoi, Voitzir Oisei Al Zikme Iroi Vel Shal Mekoimoi. ואמרו בנינו זה סירה ומאירה איננו שמע ורוג מויס וקולן שעבונים בעירוי ומייס וביארתו הרום מקרבכו. The parsha ben Seirah ומאירה is one of the hardest parshas. You killed this little kid that stole a little bit bosal ויין על שם סויפוי. First I wanted to say a vault in the Masas HaMelech. I never print that vault because it's a vault that you only can say over without printing, but I heard it from him. Diboteric and any it's all back to Ifastoya. Hashem is matter to marry her. What is going on here? So it says in the parsha ben Seirah u'Meirah, v'tofs boi ovi ve'imoi. Chazal say that the ovi ve'imoi have to be the same height, the same look. So one of the Omer holds that ben Seirah u'Meirah could never happen because if the woman has a voice of a man, she's an Eilonis, and if the man has a voice the lady, he's a solis. So they have to have the same words, the same look. So one of them is off. Yeah. So it can be. The other one says it could be a man that looks like a girl. It could be a look. It could happen. But as they say in the Gemara, they have to be mamish shoving bekoil b'mare. So he would say, I don't know. I remember hearing a chumashir. He said, so a person went to the war. He sees a ifastoya. He sees his copy in a girl. That's how he says, Ma, she looks like him. She sounds like him. And she's like him. So he's more understanding how the guy decided that he has to marry her. He mamish met his copy in a girl. But anyways, V'tofsu b'yovi v'imoi, I'm saying b'shem ha'amor, v'itzio yisrael z'ikin ha'ir v'ashar mekoimoi. He says, V'tofsu b'yovi v'imoi, Chaim Kanievsky says, was it that it says that the parents have to speak the same voice? It says Chazal don't mean the same voice, but says means the same chinuch. It says the parents have to speak. You have a ben Seirah u'Meirah. We kill him because we see that potentially he will be a bad person. Why? We see a lot of bad boys that become good. Maybe not in the mirror. Really. Everyone here is good, but I hear there's yeshivas that come bad boys that become good. Hey, Baruch Hashem, everyone is good before them. But there's yeshivas that is bad boys. They come to call Shana Aleph and then they become good. So why you kill Hashem Seifa? Why you kill Hashem Seifa? Chaim says, it says that the father and the mother talking in the same voice. It says, if the father and the mother are not in the same page in the house, it's not a kasha that the kid is off the derech. That kid, Bez Hashem, will grow, will straight him up. He's not rotten. Around him was rotten. He was abused, we call it. He was exposed. Here is a kid, Avi ve'imoy talk, the same chinuch, everything is good. They're the same page. And the kid has bad nature. Here is dangerous Hashem Sofer. Here is a pachad Hashem Sofer. I have to say, over yesterday we had a shmuz for Bianca Vedel's thing. You know, it was Hebrew, it's not hard for a lot of people to understand. I wanted to say one little vote that he said over on the parsha. He said, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't punish Hashem Sofer. It says, Yishmoel, Ba'asher Husham, he was crying, Hashem had Rachmanis on him. So why we killed the Ben Soira? He said, Hashem doesn't kill in the future. Of parents, only parents that love their kid. So they really know that it's good for him to die when he's Zakai and not Chayev. Only loving people, parents, could ask for killing the kid. We know that the future is Olam Haba. What is the point to have a kid that won't be off the derech? What is the point? So Rashi says, Hashem Soifri. Soif Shemchalem Omenovi Mevakesh Limudu Veinu Moitze Oymel Beparshas Drochim Umelasten Esabriyas Omro Teire Yomu Zakai Ve'al Yomu Zchai. A very hard parsha. Frek de Re'im. We kill him Hashem Soifri. What he will do in the end, he will not have money and he will kill people. If someone kills someone, what punishment he gets? If you kill someone, what is the einish? Saif. Saif. So why we do skila? Hashem Soifer. In the end, he will kill. When you kill, you get saif. How you kill him now, Hashem Soifer, worse from what he will get, Lu Yitzir, he will kill. You're killing Hashem Soifer. Soifer, you will be chayv saif. This doesn't make sense. There's a lot of answers. I want to say one answer. There's a lot of answers. One answer. A ritzeach is saif. The most chomor aveira is skila. Why we kill a regular ritzeach besaif? You know, the guy lives in the street. Underground people. You know, cheap life. He kills. You have to kill him. A low life. This kid, everything is good for him. And he's going to go off the derech. He deserves to get skila. Everything is good for you. You have to know. I heard this one of my rabbi. A lot of times a guy learns in yeshiva, becomes a choshev guy, then becomes a choshev balabas, then becomes a shvacha balabas, and then he starts to become a modernish balabas. And you know, he goes to restaurants, kacha kacha, he goes to swimming pool, kacha kacha, kol echad yavin levad, yeah? He says, these people will be punished terrible. The people that live in these cities, in the States, and they grew up like that, what you can do? This is where they grew up. This is what they saw by their parents. They saw everyone went to restaurants. Even the rabbi went to that restaurant. Yeah? Everyone sent their kids to that camp. It was coming down. Everyone in that bungalow county does like this and like this. It was coming down. But you came to Yeshiva Smir, you came to Eretz Yisrael, you saw what is Torah. You're on a different level now. Too bad, you can't go back. It doesn't help. If you will become low and you touch the truth, ooh, your punishment will be big. We tell the Ben Seri, a guy kills, he's a low life. What's he best comment on? He's like a low life. Truthfully, low life. Nebuch, Nebuch. We have to kill him, he's killing people. We give him the cheapest punishment. Yeah, just chop him off, is that what you could do? Ben Seri, you have a house, you have parents. Chazal say, it can't be that he's missing, he has everything. He has everything. He has everything. And that kid goes off, we give him skill. We give him skill. No. Person has to know. And I'm saying it, you know, today is an historian. I feel, oh, I have to speak it out. If you go to a lot of places, a lot of choshever places, you know, hotels and different places, the kashrus is kacha kacha. But you don't understand. You see all these choshev balabatim that they eat there. You know, the big machzik teira, and it bothers you. Yeah, you know that it's almost not kosher. They don't know better than you. They don't know better than you. But you know better. You can't. It doesn't help. You get skila. We told them and say, "Oh my God, you know what is right and wrong." Maybe you say, it's chaval that I came to yeshiva. Maybe it is. But you have to know, by knowing the truth, in Olam HaEmes, he explained yesterday, he spoke for 5-10 minutes, he spoke for half an hour, but the first 20 minutes was the Akdama. The Shmuz was 5 minutes, I'm sorry, maybe 4 minutes was the whole Shmuz. So Choshev Yid, he's a 90 years old person, God of Abgel Sheilstein, one of the Chashev Tamini from the Chazanish. He said, we look at Olam Hazeh, that's what he spoke in Ben Seira, like a place. And we don't understand, we killed this kid. Yom Uzakai Val Yom Uzchayev. Yom Uzakai Val Yom Uzchayev. He says, the people that know Netzach, the Iker is Olam Haba. This world is the only way to get the Olam Haba. You have a neshama. You're scared that you will mess up, so you drop him right away in. You don't lose. The parents didn't lose their kid. They set them straight to Gan Eden. A person has to learn that this world is only poised, though. It's only a chedimtze. A person has to know Hashem doesn't want chet. I could do averis and then I could do tshuva. Hashem doesn't want it. This is the whole yisoid of the parasha. He's a big parasha, but we can't do everything. We want Chafetz Chaim and a message from Chasam Sefer, maybe before we forget. Chasam Sefer, you know, everyone knows the Chumras, which was Na'aloch Hashir yesterday. Chasam Sefer and Tshuva says that this week in Parsha Shavua, you have to be makpid in Zohar, Sasha Osu, Lecho Amolek Baderech, the Tzeischim and Mitzroim, to be Mechaven, to be Yoitze Parsha Zohar. Because this year, to be a Hebrew Yom. And you have to hear every 12 months, you have to hear the Parsha Zohar. So normally, every 12 months is Chodesh Adar, Akash, sometimes the dates. But when you have a Iber Yom, so the next time you'll hear it is 13 months from last time. So it's a Chumul v'chasam Sefer that you mechaven in Parsha Zohar. So if you're down in a normal place, the Baal Keir, the Yeshiva, you know the Baal Keir will be mechaven. Happens to be you get up late, you have to tell the Gabi Chazan and Shtiblach to Mechavet to be moi to you in Parsha Zohar. So not everyone is makbid, but I think every all the Bnei Torah, you know, Tzisrael, especially the Lamdim, are makbid of Chavad is Chasim Sefer. I want to finish with a vort. It says, Zohar is Asher Oso Hashem Lekechol Miriam, Baderech Yishomo Benega Atzaras, Zohar is Asher Oso Hashem Lekechol Miriam, Baderech Betzei Yisrael in Mitzroy. So, you're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara. Remember what Hashem did to Miriam. So, Chofetz Chaim asked, first, Miriam, Moshe Rabbeinu also spoke, you know, in the Tzorek HaSholei. What is Zohar is Asher Oso Hashem Elekech Elo Miriam Baderech? Baderech? Betzei Yisrael in Mitzrayim? Remember what happened to her. She spoke on her brother, she got a punishment. Zohar is Asher Oso Hashem Elekech Elo Miriam Baderech? So the Chofetz Chaim, you know, Eileke Chofetz Chaim. He explained it. He said he was going once in a train. And he saw an old lady get up, an older lady, she closed the window. A second later, her daughter gets up and opens the window. So the older lady asks her daughter, why you open the window? She said, I was hot. She said, well, you didn't see I closed it, I was cold. And the older lady gets up and she closes the window. The young girl gets up and she opens the window again. She said, why you did it? She said, I'm hot. She said, you don't understand, I'm cold. And the older lady gets up and she closes the window for the third time. The young daughter comes, she's 5 years old, 6 years old, she gets up and she opens the window again. Her mother tells her, wait when we come home, you'll see what I will do to you. So Chofetz Chaim said, I was thinking to myself, why Hashem made me to see this interesting story, this chutzpe yazgeh? It's time to see. He said, Hashem wanted to have a pshat in our week's parsha. So Chofetz Chaim said, oh, when he came back from this trip, he said, the daughter deserves a slap, patch, a slap, I don't know how you call it, yeah? Our days you don't do that, so it's hard to know. Yeah, let's give it as a, amol kach koyo aderech, yeah? But some things you don't do in public. She deserves a punishment, but you don't patch in front of everyone. Hashem said, I patched Miriam in the middle of the way. Because Lashon Hara is so bad, there's no time to wait. You can't wait. When you punish in the way, when the kid is playing with fire, right? When he runs down to the street, he tries to throw stones at people, you punish him, you can't wait. Well, you need to train him, don't be a mechutzef, you could do that in the house. But if he's starting up, he's messing up. Lashon Hara is dangerous. Zohar is Asher Oso Hashem Elekech Elo Miriam. There's no time to wait. I punished her in the middle of the way. Zohar is Asher Oso Hashem Elekech Elo Miriam. So the Chofetz Chaim, Hashem gave me a message. How bad is Lashon Hara?